Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today's episode is jam-packed with highlights from cutting-edge database releases, regulatory clashes, medical breakthroughs, and some of the hottest hardware and software updates in the tech industry. First up, PostgreSQL 18 has officially dropped, bringing a host of improvements for database lovers and data-driven companies alike. One of the most talked about features is the new skip-scan mechanism for multi-column B-tree indexes, making lookups in large data tables faster and less resource-heavy. In the same release, users are welcomed by virtual-generated columns, further streamlining complex data computations directly in the database layer. This essentially means less time spent on custom code and more on meaningful insight, which is a big win for developers and analysts. Advanced text processing enhancements also make handling and searching massive volumes of unstructured data far more efficient than before. Authentication has seen a significant upgrade as well, with further integration of OAuth, granting enterprises more flexibility and tighter security for their user access flows. But it doesn't stop there. The introduction of a new asynchronous I/O subsystem is stealing the show for those seeking raw performance gains. Now, PostgreSQL can issue multiple I/O requests simultaneously rather than sequentially, drastically reducing wait times on busy systems and potentially boosting throughput by up to 300% under certain workloads. In short, PostgreSQL 18 is shaping up to be a more efficient, capable, and user-friendly SQL powerhouse, setting a fresh industry standard for open-source databases. Building on that, PostgreSQL 18.0 brings even more to the table. Think NUMA awareness for better multi-core performance, and AVX 512 acceleration for CRC 32C checks. These enhancements translate to faster data validation and processing, making large-scale deployments more robust, especially in data centers and high-volume environments. Another highlight is the improved JSON processing, which is key for developers working across modern APIs and web applications. With init db now defaulting to page-level checksums, data integrity just got a boost. Another reminder of PostgreSQL's ongoing commitment to reliability. If you haven't already, spin up a test instance and take these next-gen features for a ride. There's a lot here that's worth exploring in depth. Stepping away from software and diving into the world of tech policy, there's more turbulence between Apple and the European Union as Apple pushes back against the Digital Markets Act. Apple's submission urges the EU to reconsider the DMA's provisions, warning that compliance might put user safety and seamless device integration at risk, not to mention the potential impacts on their tightly woven product ecosystem. It's a balancing act between fostering competition and maintaining trusted platforms. And this standoff is sure to have ripple effects across the industry, as regulators tussle with tech giants over innovation, consumer protection, and fair play. In kernel territory, Linux is prepping its 6.18 release, with some pretty major enhancements to the BPF subsystem, a core tool for building secure, flexible code right inside the operating system. Signed BPF programs now add another layer of security, reducing the risk of malicious code injection, while deferred task execution brings powerful new ways to handle event-driven operations in the Linux stack. Developers will also get new tooling for managing tasks on a per-user basis, opening a host of creative and secure ways to optimize everything from networking to observability. These features are especially key for the cloud-native world, where safe, dynamic, and high-performance execution is a must. Docker isn't sitting still either. In response to heavy-duty enterprise requirements, they've announced premium support and dedicated technical account management services. Subscribers get round-the-clock support, priority resolution times for gnarly issues, and ongoing strategy guidance to optimize workflows and deal with fast-evolving cybersecurity threats. This underscores Docker's pivot from just containers to robust platform support, and it's clear they're courting large-scale businesses who simply can't afford downtime. Shifting gears to hardware, the Raspberry Pi Foundation just made waves with the new Raspberry Pi 500 Plus. For around $200, you're getting a system with mechanical key switches, dazzling RGB backlighting, snappy solid-state storage, and a massive 16GB of RAM. It's clearly a push into the premium segment, but the foundation emphasizes that core values like affordability and accessibility remain intact. Benchmarks suggest real gains over previous models, especially when it comes to multitasking and data-heavy workloads, not to mention fixing the RAM and storage limitations power users have long complained about. So whether you're a student or a seasoned developer, the Pi 500 Plus is shaping up to be both a luxury toy and an accessible workhorse. Over in the medical technology space, there's been a genuine breakthrough. researchers have delivered the world's first successful gene therapy trial for Huntington's disease, yielding up to a 75% reduction in disease progression. The treatment works by carrying therapeutic DNA into deep brain regions using a modified virus, which then switches off the genes responsible for harmful protein production. Not only can this extend patient quality of life by years, but the approach also hints at how gene therapy could tackle a variety of neurological conditions in the future. While further trials are needed before this becomes commonplace, the results so far have made waves in medical circles and given hope to families coping with chronic disorders. Turning our focus to digital society, misinformation on major social platforms like Facebook is again under the microscope. New research highlights links between online misinformation, erosion of public trust, and even negative health outcomes, stressing the responsibility of tech firms, public figures, and journalists alike. The call to action is clear. Platforms need to up their game, but so do the media and public leaders as traditional sources of trusted information adapt to this rapidly shifting landscape. Security is never far from the headlines, and this week Intel responded to the VMS CAPE vulnerability with patches specifically designed to mitigate performance hits linked to security protections. Compared to previous updates, these new patches have managed to maintain robust security while dramatically reducing any slowdown for users, critical for organizations running resource-intensive workloads. It's a reminder that, even as new exploits surface, chipmakers are focused on delivering protection without sacrificing speed or reliability. Jumping to audio tech, Yamaha continues to champion digital music production by leading development of Audacity, the ever-popular open-source audio tool. Audacity remains the go-to choice for pros and hobbyists alike, thanks to multi-track support, user-friendly design, and built-in effects for shaping soundscapes and podcasts. Its open-source pedigree means new features and improvements keep rolling in, cementing Audacity's reputation as one of the most versatile tools on the market for everything from quick edits to full studio production. In the world of processors, Qualcomm has revealed the Snapdragon X2 Elite and Extreme chips for Windows PCs, aiming to shatter previous benchmarks with their new 3nm technology. These chips pack even more CPU and GPU grunt, advanced AI capabilities, and battery life improvements, with commercial availability expected in the first half of 2026. Qualcomm is already finalizing support for the X2 Elite, with a strong focus on ensuring backwards compatibility and a seamless experience for users familiar with earlier Snapdragon-powered laptops. If you want the latest details, check out the official specs on Qualcomm's website, and keep an eye on the PC market as these chips roll out. On the cloud services front, Cloudflare has just announced the content signals policy, providing website owners with much more granular control over how their sites are crawled by search engines and AI systems. This goes hand in hand with the managed robots.txt service, helping site owners specifically outline what content can be indexed for AI training, search, or other automated uses, helping secure the balance between visibility and content protection. Given growing concern over how generative AI models train on public data, this new policy is a direct response to the needs of creators who want more control over where their work appears. It will be interesting to watch how AI companies respond, and whether this spurs further policy innovations around intellectual property and fair use online. Turning to legal matters in big tech, Google's back in the hot seat. This time, not for search, but for its massive presence in digital advertising. Following last year's win against search monopoly claims, Google now faces a U.S. Department of Justice trial, scrutinizing its control over advertising technology. The trial could force sweeping changes to Google's ad business, impacting not only how ads are bought and sold, but potentially resetting the dynamics across the wider advertising market. It's a major moment that could redefine the regulatory environment for digital platforms on both sides of the Pacific. Developers are in for a treat too. GitHub has refreshed its Copilot AI pair programmer with a new embedding model that supercharges code retrieval in VS Code. The update has led to a nearly 38% boost in retrieval quality and double the throughput, all while cutting memory usage, meaning devs save time tracking down the right code snippets. As AI-assisted development matures, expect productivity tools like Copilot to roll out further enhancements throughout the year. For everyone stuck on Windows 10, Microsoft has extended a bit of a lifeline by offering complimentary security updates for another year, available to users in the US and Europe as the October 14th support deadline edges closer. This step acknowledges the hurdles everyday users and businesses face during major OS transitions and shows Microsoft's willingness to prioritize security during uncertain upgrade cycles. It's a practical solution that buys organizations more time as they weigh the pros and cons of moving to Windows 11 or exploring alternative setups. Taking a step back, it's clear from all corners, databases, hardware, regulation, and AI, that we're living through an era of rapid innovation and equally rapid change. We're seeing concerted efforts to make technology more efficient, powerful, and secure, with benefits for everyday users as well as deep tech professionals. Highlights like Postgres feature leap, the arrival of the Raspberry Pi 500 Plus, major advances in gene therapy, and Qualcomm's chip innovations all speak to this trend. But there's also a renewed emphasis on data integrity and user control, as seen with Cloudflare's new policies and security-first updates from firms like Intel and Microsoft. On the software productivity front, Docker's service upgrades and GitHub Copilot updates help ensure the backbone of digital infrastructure is as strong and flexible as possible for both developers and enterprises. As we wrap up, the common thread is unmistakable. Technology must balance innovation with responsibility, security, and the user experience. That's your roundup of the week in technology. Be sure to check back next time for more updates from Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.